Sports Time today is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints.
Here's a look at local baseball going on this weekend. The Western Section regular season hometown baseball playoffs. Wyota will be at Verona in one quarterfinal, while Hollandale plays at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Dodgeville at Blanchardville, and Arena travels to Belleville, which we'll have on the radio tomorrow. First pitch time scheduled for 3 o'clock, 2:45 for the pregame time. Nick Larson is manager of the Arena Aces. They've had some go-arounds and some scrambles and tussles with this team from Belleville. They've had a chance to play them. In fact, last Sunday, it was a very close 3-2 game. Belleville winning 3-2 in a total of 10 innings. So the game coming up tomorrow, Arena hoping to turn the tide and move a little deeper into this year's home talent baseball playoffs. Again, it's a quarterfinal game coming up tomorrow in the area. Nick Larson is manager of Arena.
Yeah, we've been battling back and forth in that 4-5 seed between us, them, and Dodgeville, and the tiebreaker ended up going to Belleville with them beating us, only playing each other once. They got some good hitters. They always seem to put the ball in play, just kind of pesky batters, and their pitching's decent, but we had some good at-bats, and I think the guys are ready to get back after him.
3 o'clock start time tomorrow for that one. All others at 1 o'clock, including the Northern Section semifinals. Cross Plains plays at Middleton, Black Earth at Ashton. Josh Bell went 4-for-5 with a home run last night. The Twins erased a 4-run deficit to beat the Brewers 8-6 last night. Minnesota trailed 4-0 after two innings before scoring two runs each in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. This represented the biggest lead Milwaukee has blown in a loss all season. The Twins scored twice with two outs in the sixth to break a 6-all tie. Game two of the three-game series between the Brewers and Twins will be played tonight at American Family Field. You'll be hear the first pitch of that game coming up a little later on, 6:10, pregame underway at 5:35 on local news and timeless hits, WRCE, FM 107.7. Drew Brees has entered the Pro Football Hall of Fame along with Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, and Adam Vinatieri, along with Roger Craig. Denver Bronco coach Sean Payton introduced Brees, who set records and won a Super Bowl playing for Payton and the New Orleans Saints. Brees has the second most yards passing and touchdown passes in league history. Fitzgerald rates second on the career list in both receiving yards and touchdown catches. Vinatieri is the career leader in points and field goals. Kuechly became the second youngest player inducted into the Hall of Fame at age 35. Roger Craig revealed during his induction speech into the Pro Football Hall of Fame that he has had been diagnosed with vascular dementia. The former San Francisco 49ers star running back spoke in a pre-recorded video message while he sat on a stage wearing his gold jacket at Tom Benson Stadium on Saturday. Nearly 8 minutes into a 9-minute speech, Craig announced his diagnosis. He says his doctors believe it may be related, at least in part, to the concussions he experienced during his playing career. Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Kirk Cousins and defensive end Max Crosby were suspended from team drills Saturday after a fight during practice the day before. Coach Clint Kubiak says the team has addressed the issue and is moving on. Rookie quarterback Fernando Mendoza got his first chance to run the starting offense. Mendoza showed promise by throwing 3 touchdown passes, but also had some misfires. The Raiders are preparing for their preseason opener against the Cardinals on Thursday. Kubiak hasn't announced how the quarterbacks will be used. San Francisco 49er coach Kyle Shanahan held his first news conference of training camp, saying he's nearly fully recovered from the car crash that has limited him this summer and is ready to coach the team's first exhibition game on Thursday night. Shanahan has been working his way back to full speed since the car crash on July 14th that left him with a concussion, broken ribs, a broken nose, a broken hand, and more than 40 stitches to close a cut over his eye. He is close to fully recovered with just a few symptoms from the concussion. That is an update on sports for this Saturday. I am Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.